8:56, 62 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. And we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain markets are lightly mixed this morning. Beans have tried to stay higher. Bean meal is providing a little bit of support, but the bean oil, not so much. Right now, we see the corn market just fractionally lower, with the December at 348, that's a quarter lower, while the July is 377 and a half, down 0.75 cents. We are making new lows. We had a rather narrow range in the overnight trade, but making a new low compared to the overnight low. Export bookings came in at 32 million bushel. Mexico, again, was the noted buyer, but China was in there, too. I noticed that the drought monitor map continues to show Illinois with some varying stages of drought nearly throughout the whole state. Southeast Iowa, too, and the Dakotas are seeing more deep drought conditions. On the bean side of things, we're up about 4.5 to 5.5 cents with the November beans right now at 963. That's up 4.75. The July at 999.5 is 4.75 cents higher. We have had both the July and the August beans trade above $10 again this morning. As I said earlier, the bean meal is trying to provide some support. We have the bean meal up $2.60 to $1.80, while the bean oil is just a hair lower, down 7 to 5 cents. The wheat side of things, Fed kind of a struggling week this week, with December wheat at 438.5, down 3.5 cents, while the July at 483.25 is 3 cents lower. Note that the July wheat did get above $5 at the outset of this week, but it hasn't been able to hold there, and it's now 17 cents lower than that. We had export bookings on the beans, continued to see those falling behind a year-ago pace, also the corn. Wheat export bookings were 18.1 million bushel. Nothing to really write home there. On the livestock side of things, it looks like we're starting the day out a little firmer. Keep in mind, yesterday we were higher for just nearly every contract. Right now we see the December live cattle at 115.40, up 47 cents. Got a lot of support just in that high 113.90 range. So we need to hold there. We've been low today at 114.90. On the feeder cattle, we're about a buck higher with the November feeders at 154.52. That's up 102. The hog side of things, again, we see October leading the upside, a big premium now to the cash. The December hogs are 42 cents higher at 62.32. Outside markets, we're seeing the crude oil back above $50 a barrel, up nearly 50 cents at this stage of the game, while the dollar index is, again, rebounding off lows that we put in earlier last month. We're up about 33 cents right now. This market has been a little bit choppy not seeing a whole lot of activity and a lot of focus on the river system and whether low water will be alleviated with some rains in Illinois and Indiana this week. It sure would be good for those of us who are along the Illinois River to get rain. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 9 o'clock. Let's check current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. We're at 62 degrees in Urbana, and we've had some light rain this morning. Look for that to continue for just a little while longer here on this Thursday. Elsewhere across our listening area, right now, cloudy skies in Danville, 62 degrees. Some rain in Charleston, Mattoon, 66 degrees the temperature there. Also rain in Paris, 67 degrees. Cloudy skies and 63 in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, especially this morning at a high of 75 degrees with a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. And look for more rain tonight after midnight with a low of 63. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.